I am a 24/7 caregiver for my elderly ill mom. There are times when I'm living away from my husband out of state in order to take care of my mom, so that's a stressor, and watching my mom give up and cry and suffer. She is even fearful almost on a daily basis now, which is different for her. But there are times when I have trouble finding peace.
How about you? Listen, we live in an upside down world right now. Peace is a commodity that many of us are seeking for, want more of, and sometimes don't even know it. Tell you what I want to do. This is Intentional Living, by the way, Intentional Living Center. We're all here live today. Phone line is open. Stephen just showed up. Stephen almost forgot we're doing this, and then we had to call him. That's very rare for Stephen, but he's there. The phone lines are open. We're ready to go. 888-888-1717. We want to talk about peace. I'd love to have you join in and help me today. We got people today who are really, really struggling. A lot of people in their marriage, lack of peace. In their family, a lack of peace. Lack of peace in their minds. What verse in Scripture has encouraged you when it comes to finding, experiencing peace? Which verse? Call, tell me what it is, read it for us. And then tell me one thing, how that helps you, how that's been encouragement to you. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. Isaiah says, Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. So Isaiah is reminding us that it begins in our minds. Got a lot of verses in Scripture to talk about taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. We're told to be renewed in the spirit of our minds in the book of Ephesians. What's a verse in Scripture, something God has spoken to you through His Word that has helped you experience more peace in your life? You're welcome to join us. If you don't have a verse, tell us something that's helped you to find peace. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We got some great callers who've left comments on our storyline. Want to share some of those along with your live calls today. 888-888-1717. Here's Candace.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I'm from Michigan. And the one intentional thing that I have been doing to have peace is getting in the Word every day and committing to that. We have three little kids under five, and we have went through some struggles, and I made the choice to get in the Word every day, and it trickled down in all of our areas of life, brought me and my husband closer together, and really has given me peace and trust in God through all the mess, all the struggles. So I just want to praise God for that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Candace. I think you speak for a lot of people. We just get worn out. And you know what happens with a lack of peace is it sometimes is a result of the time of year, the schedule we're going through. Sometimes it's just the way we're wired. Come on. Maybe you're the type of person that you find it difficult to find peace. Is there a passage in Scripture or something that really encourages you? You want to share with others? Give us a call. Join those on the line at 888-888-1717. Live in the studio today. Here's another comment Jennifer is going to share with you. Take a listen.
Hello, this is Jennifer. You know, I've been learning recently. God's been putting it on my heart. Just the idea of these abstract concepts of peace and truth and love and contentment. And He's just been telling me recently just how much we seek Him to provide those things, but how much He actually is those things. And He is truth, and He is peace, He is life. And not only does He give those things, but He is those things. You know, I think that goes along with, you know, Matthew 6:33, are we seeking Him? You know, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Just the idea of walking in Him and being in Him and abiding in Him, who is truth and who is, you know, capital life and capital P peace. So that's kind of what He's been teaching me, and it's been super encouraging lately, just teaching me to not seek things not seek feelings, not seek the emotions, but to seek Him and Him alone.
That's really good. Thank you for sharing that, Jennifer. You know, Psalm 29 says, the Lord gives strength to His people, and the Lord blesses His people with peace. And I think a question we have to ask ourselves, if we're a follower of Christ and you're not experiencing peace, then very likely, based on what Scripture's teaching, we're looking in the wrong direction. And as we allow the Spirit of God to penetrate and fill our lives, as we're commanded to do in Scripture, Ephesians reminds us to be filled with the Spirit of God, that the Bible reminds us and gives us a promise that He'll give strength to His people and that He'll bless His people with peace. So while it may feel elusive, it's something we can experience together. Give us a call. We'll have you join in live with those on the phone. 888-1717, like Lynn in Arizona. Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How do you pursue peace?
Well, this is kind of just a praise report, and it did give me peace, but I was praying over, you know, for a verse for my kids and for my one son specifically a couple of years ago, and what came to me in a vivid vision is Matthew 12:18, and how it came to me was just bright lights. I was laying on my bed with my eyes closed, bright lights, Matthew. Okay, I'll go get Matthew. Nope, not done. And then this bingo thing, you know, like those round things that the bingo balls are in. So whoever was turning it stopped, it pulled out 12. I'm like, okay, Matthew 12, great, I'll go read Matthew 12. Nope, not done. So he pulls out another ball out of the thing, Matthew 12:18. I'm like, okay, Lord, now can I go look? He's like, now go look. So I went and looked, and my son's name is Chris. He's now 38 years old. When he was 17 years old, we were in an Assembly of God church. A complete stranger walked up to Chris, gave him a huge hug, said, God's got big plans for you. So 20 years, we're still waiting, but we are believing that God has a purpose for Chris, and this was the verse.
Go ahead and read it for us, Matthew.
I don't need to read it. I'm just going to tell you. He said, Chris, the one in whom I am well pleased, my chosen one, the one who I love so much, I am going to fill you from head to toe with my Holy Spirit so that you can tell the truth to all the nations.
Very powerful. Very good, Lynn. Thank you. What about you? What's a verse? Something that God's spoken to you to bring peace in your life. Let's go to, where am I going? Sharon. No. It says line 2, but not there. All right. I tell you what, let's listen to Julia, and then we'll come back. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Julie from Michigan, and I was just calling about the one word for the new year, and mine would be peace. But it would be God's peace, the peace of God, the peace that passes all understanding. I just think it's so important. And it's in Philippians where it says, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I just think if we all ask for God's peace, we would just have a better world altogether. Thanks.
That's for sure. You know, let me add to it. 1 Peter 5:7, we're reminded here to cast all of our anxiety on Him because He cares for you, cares for me, cares for us. And when you know you're cared for by the living God, the creator of all the universe, all the amazing things we're now looking at through this James Webb telescope, billions of galaxies, a God who created all of this, if you believe that, and I do, if you believe that this was a master design of God Himself, should we fear when we talk about casting our anxiety on Him? And the word cast literally means drop, just like I'm dropping it and giving it to Him. 1 Peter 5:7. Angel is on the line. Hi there, Angel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your verse on peace today?
My verse is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I've been through a lot in my life. I've had 40 years of sexual, physical, any kind of abuse you can think of. And I started to, you know, helping people. And I have a bunch of kids, you know, street kids that I was helping throughout the years. And I literally just moved to Phoenix in January to finish my bachelor's at Grand Canyon University in biblical degree. I feel like I'm always under attack the more that I do for God. And this verse really helps me a lot, because the more that we do for God and the more we stand for Jesus, the more we're going to be mm-hmm. oppressed. And, you know, it just reminds me that the weapons are going to form, because we're in a spiritual warfare battle, but they're not going to prosper. Mm-hmm. You know, that's no good. Weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's one that I say like every single day, just remind myself that, you know, when we are disciples for Jesus, we're going to be martyred and we're going to be oppressed. But we have to keep going, because it's not going to prosper. You know, we may feel, if we're in the battle, we're going to feel some of the battle wounds, but it's not going to take us out.
That's a good reminder. Thank you, Angel. Appreciate your call. Congratulations and much success in your studies there at GCU. The Lopes, right? Thank you for that call. We're going to get to Zane. Other calls, you're welcome to join us. A verse, something that's been meaningful to you, to encourage you, encourage others. Not experiencing peace today? We can, as followers of Christ. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll reconnect with your spouse all over again.
Our spiritual plane allows us to have these connection points. So the more connection points you can develop in marriage, the better. It says that opposites attract, but similarities and connection points are what bond.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out how to form a bond with your spouse that will transform your marriage.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise, as we learn together the secret to an intimate marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night as we explore God's intention for your relationship as a couple.
Time is running out. Get your tickets today for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at Jack's Nest Church in Jackson. For tickets, go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, that sounds like that's this week. It's this week, Jennifer. Indeed, Thursday night in Jackson. My wife Don and I are looking forward to being with you all at the Jackson Nazarene Church Thursday night. And then Friday night in Mount Pleasant. Yeah, we didn't mention Mount Pleasant because it sold out about a month ago. So for those of you coming, looking forward to you joining us. But don't fret. We have a few seats, limited seats left in Jackson. For Thursday night, you might be thinking, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's a marriage, couple hours. What are you talking about? We're going to talk about what does it mean to have an intentional love in your marriage. And I'm going to be focusing on a couple of things and then building off of it. We're going to have a lot of fun in the process, because here's a fact. Intentional love comes down to either repeating what is working in your marriage. So if you got a good marriage, you come on in and you might say, thank you for reminding me. We're doing that. We're staying at it. Thank you for the encouragement. So a lot of encouragement for couples who are at this point, you know, have things together. But like all of us, we're also going to talk about those periods and places in our marriage where we need to have a reset. And we're going to talk about communication, specifically in marriage. We're going to talk about expectations and how it might need a reset in expectations, finance. Parenting. We're going to touch on parenting. Young kids, teenagers, maybe adult children. How maybe need a reset. Maybe you're really struggling in a relationship. We're going to talk about goal setting. How does that make a difference in your life? This will be a night, and we see this everywhere we go, that lives will be transformed. People are going to enjoy themselves and have a laugh and maybe a tear, but on the way out, going to say, hey, I got something tonight that'll help me in my life, my family, and my marriage. Thursday night, just a couple days away, Jackson Nazarene Church, kind of a last call to get your tickets, limited seats. Don't miss out. Go today to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Finding peace. Asking you all to share a verse or two along the line that's made a difference in your life. Let me go to Zane, Zane's in Texas. Hi, Zane. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. What's your verse today?
I just started my youth ministry, and I kind of freak out sometimes, and I'm like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I was looking for, like, where can I find my peace? Yeah. And I realized that I was looking for my own strength in myself, and it wasn't until I was like, okay, God, I give it to you. And I flip open my little devotional journal, and the verse that I saw was, be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. So it's like me relying on my own strength. Of course, I'm going to fall because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. But we need to draw near to the Lord to be able to understand, like, where that spirit, like, where it comes from almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like where I, like, started receiving the peace that I truly needed because I was relying on my own strength and whatnot.
Good for you. So you're trying to tell me that we're not God? You're trying to tell me that we as humans are not God?
Oh, no. We're only the vessel.
Oh, okay. Hey, just kidding. Because that's a reality because many of us act like that. That's the way we approach life. And the reality is stop in peace and understand he is God and we aren't.
Right.
Zane, can I ask you a question? You're starting a youth ministry at your church. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 21.
And so you got a heart to reach the kids coming up behind you, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. This job, it started as just volunteering, and I just started falling in love with the kids, and I started seeing myself in them because it's Teen Flow. We reach at-risk kids. So,
good for you.
You know, and we do, like, a lot of community service to where if they have, like parole, they can get hours here and whatnot. And I just, those are the kids that need it the most, I feel like. I mean, everybody needs Jesus, but it's, like, those are the ones that I'm gravitating towards because a prayer that I would pray to God before I was even close to him was, like, I want to be the person that I needed for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me that opportunity not too long after I started praying it.
Good
God, he's just so good, you know, and he's just teaching me how to be the man I was intended to be instead of be the person that I wanted to be.
Good for you. Hey, listen, Zane, stay at it, my friend. There's hope, Jennifer, when you have 21-year-olds calling and talking about giving it all to God and going to live my life in peace and
he's
purpose
amazing.
With him. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Zane. Appreciate that call. You know, I was thinking about this thing of being godlike. We were watching, my wife and I were watching a special on artificial intelligence and where it's headed. Unbelievable. Very scary. When you have machines now that are quicker, faster, and sometimes smarter than humans. Now, I don't want to go too far down that trail, but it raises all sorts of really interesting theological and sociological and issues when these machines start getting to a place. I wonder if we as humans will start to see machines almost godlike. It's interesting. We build this machine and now we wait on this machine to answer our questions for us. I don't know. It's interesting. Just a thought. Let me go to Laura next. Let me see here. Laura, welcome. Or Lori. Lori, there you go. Welcome to the show today.
Yes.
How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing okay. A little nervous, but being here because I'm actually letting, you know, some things out on what I've been experiencing lately. But, you know,
what's a verse that has brought you peace through all this in your life?
Yeah, John 16:33, and it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation,
mm-hmm.
but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
Amen.
That's a big reminder for me in my life, you know. I mean, the one thing that is through his word that I've learned is that he never promised that we would have good things every day, every minute, always, you know.
Right.
But that the promise is that he is with us, that we are not alone. And that has been a big reminder for me, especially lately, the last several months, you know, been battling a lot with things going through my mind, allowing the world to define
mm-hmm.
me as the world, you know, is. And I don't want that. So it's a constant battle in my mind, you know,
yeah.
with the enemy always picking on me and trying to define me in a different way and remove me from the, you know, from the hands of the Lord. And, you know, that's helped me a lot.
That's terrific. Listen, let me give you a verse for your mind, for my mind. It's been one of my life verses, Philippians 4:8, where the Apostle Paul is talking about rejoicing always in the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, he says, but in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace will flow. And then he goes right into verse 8 and he says, and whatever things are true, whatever things are admirable, whatever things are right, noble, praiseworthy, think on these things. Think on these things. We become what we think about over an extended period of time. That is a fact. And if you grew up in an environment where you were put down, criticized, made to feel smaller than God ever intended for you to feel, and you start telling yourself that you're going to live up to that expectation in your life. That's why as followers of Christ, and we get into Scripture and realize we are a marvelous creation of a living God who cares for us. We're all different. We've all got different strengths. We've all got different weaknesses. But we don't put our trust in what people say about us, only what God says about us. And that's a good reminder, Lori. I would encourage you to get your Bible out and read that whole passage there in Philippians chapter 4. All right. Let's take a break. We got another break, right? We'll be right back. See if we can get another call or two on before we run out of time. He says, I implore you. And by the way, use the word implore twice. I implore you and I implore you to be of the same mind in the Lord. There was division. There was something going on in the church between these two ladies that was creating a division, unrest, and a lack of peace in the church. And Paul is saying, I implore you to be of the same mind. I've been around counseling long enough, working with people to know that the major issue that people have when they come in for marriage counseling is they're not of the same mind.
Boy. In fact, we're going to talk about that. We're talking about the conferences this week in Michigan, Thursday night and Friday night. You know, the Bible says in Amos 3, how can two walk together unless they agree on the direction they're headed? Here's what my real prayer is whenever I get a chance to talk. I get so wound up talking to couples because you're right there and I get a chance to really encourage you and share some stories, but also remind you that if you hit that reset button in your life, it can radically change your life. And I just pray that someone, maybe you're listening across the state of Michigan, you've been thinking about it coming out Friday night, you say, oh, I can't get there, Mount Pleasant sold out. But we got people calling and saying, hey, I'm coming from Midland or Mount Pleasant or over in the metro area. I want to be a part of it on Thursday night. Come and be a part of it because we really believe God intends for you to be there with your spouse. And frankly, we'll have sometimes people come and because the marriage isn't working at all, they come just to get some help for themselves. That's okay. But this is designed for couples. You got a great marriage to make it better. You got a struggling relationship. We're going to encourage you, I promise. So bring some other couples with you. Jackson, this Thursday in Michigan at theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. All right, Dan is in Michigan. Speaking of that, Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What would you like to weigh in on finding peace?
Well, I tell you, I just wanted to call and say thank you to this radio station. My name's Dan, and I've been battling drug addiction and alcoholism for 32 years. And I put myself in an inpatient rehab recently, and I got out, and I didn't really know what to do with myself. I just happened to be clicking through the radio station. I heard this commercial about a guy who'd been sober for 12 years, so I started listening to it, and it turned out to be Family Life Radio. And at the same time this happened, I was passing the church, and this was on Good Friday. And it was full of cars in the parking lot, and my intuition said, pull in there. And I rebelled. I said, I ain't going in there on a Friday. I don't know what's going on in there. You know, it could be somebody's wedding or something. I'm not just going to wander in there, you know. So I went to an AA meeting. Well, the second day, Saturday, I was going by that same church, and they had all these blow-up slides and all this stuff going on, these activities out in the yard of the place. So I said, well, whatever that is, the pastor's probably going to be up there. So I pulled in, and I met the pastor, and I ended up attending Sunday, and I tell you, it has been a life-changing event for me. I have not turned this radio station off. I love it. I love the church, and I just want to give a shout-out to the Pastor Paul and the members of Dexter Lake Church of Battle Creek, Michigan, for being so welcoming and so cool. And they have an awesome recovery program, and it's been life-changing for me.
Fantastic.
So I just want to say thank you to the radio station and to the church.
Good for you, Dan. We pray for you that you remain sober. You'll continue in that direction. You're going to find a lot of encouragement being in a Bible-believing, teaching church to be a part of that. We're excited for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single, and I'm just really focusing on me and right now. Yeah. getting to the best version of myself that I can be before I look to involve anybody in a relationship right now.
I don't blame you. And I applaud you. I'll tell you what, Dan, Stephen will pick up the phone. No, you're not married. Want to be a better version of yourself. I invite you to come Thursday night over to Jackson's just down the road. And you're welcome to slip in. You say, well, I don't have a spouse. That's all right. Come sit in the back. And we're going to teach you some things about intentional living that's going to encourage you that night. You can come as my guest. Got a chair for you. Got a seat for you. Or bring your friend with you if you'd like. That's okay. Stephen, talk to him and see if we get that over to Brian so we have that will call. All right. We're out of time for today. I tell you what, we're going to stay right here, though, and we're just going to continue this discussion. Is there a passage in Scripture, a verse that's made a difference in finding and maintaining peace in your life, or something you want to share that's been helpful for you to share with others? We're going to record this right now, right at the end of this show, and then we'll air it on Thursday when I'm traveling. How's that sound? Getting ready for the conference, so we'll air it then. But we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is the phone number to be a part of it today. You know, when we think about the power of peace, remember that we follow what the Scripture teaches. It says in the book of Isaiah 26, Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. You've established peace, and all that I've accomplished is for your glory. That's intentional living. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Stephen, and all of you who've called. Again, 888-888-1717, continuing to talk about peace. Hope you'll come on back tomorrow. We'll be here live tomorrow, and then getting ready for our conference on Thursday night in Jackson, Michigan. And again, I really encourage you to pray and be a part of it. We have very limited seating left. But I don't want to miss out on anybody who needs to be there to be a part of it. Go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire Intentional Living team. Have a great day. Remember, be intentional.